The candle, or any light, helped me find my light. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. The candle, or any light, helps me find my light. Oh, yes. For years, I've conducted seminars all over the world. All over the world. For years. And before that, I conducted seminars, not knowing I was really conducting seminars, but just being myself and having fun, being a light. And everywhere I'd go, people would say, "Herb, you are such a sparkly person. You're such a bright, charming person. You're such a lovely, alive person. Herb, you bring joy and light to my life." And I say, "Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I like that." And they say, "How can I be like you? How can I find that sparkle in me and be like you?" And I say, "Well, that's the proper term. You want to find the sparkle in you to be yourself. Now, how do you find the sparkle in you?" Well, now, there are many techniques and there are many ways that we begin to recognize it. But the Hindus and many of the Asians have a lot of sun, and they look at the sun, not at the sun, they look around the sun, and they fill their bodies and their eyes with light. They live in a very naked culture, very little clothing, if any, and the sun is embracing their body beautifully. And as the sun embraces them, they have a lovely texture to their skin. And they're never burned, just like the Africans. They're never burned. They could be. Because burning is an attitude. It's not a condition. Burning is an attitude. So, the Asians, they look at the sun, and they, you might say, worship the sun. And people who look at the sun and run around naked in the sun are called sun worshippers. But they're worshiping the sun. Now, why are they doing this? Why is it that many of the gurus and many of the meditators have a candle, and they look at the flame of the candle, and as they look at the flame of the candle, they sort of enter into the light of the candle? Why is it primitive man found fire? And from the moment he found fire, his life became more peaceful. Because in the evening, he could look at the flame of the fire, and he could see in the dancing flame of the fire all of the adventures of life. He could see in the flame of the fire a feeling of peace, a feeling of warmth, a feeling of love. When we look at a candle, or we look at an incandescent bulb or a fluorescent or any type of light, and we don't stare at the light itself, we just look in its direction, pretty soon our body, our eyes, our light, we're filled with that light. We're just sort of at the service station filling up our tank with gas. And we're filled with that light. And we look at the light. We don't try to say it is something or not, or that it's one thing or another. We just look at it. And we are so peaceful. Oh, yes, it has a certain hypnotic tendency, hypnotic talent to it. It does sort of make us feel relaxed and peaceful when we might have been upset before. Looking at the light is wonderful. And as the sun comes up in the morning, we might look at it a little bit, and we feel the brightness. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a wonderful morning. Oh, what a wonderful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. Everything's going my way. I look at the light. I look at the sun. I look at the morning sun, and I say, "Everything going my way." And so it is. I look at the moon. Oh, what a lovely moon. today is the second day after the first day of 2010. And here we are, New Year. And last night and the night before were full moons, the blue moon they called it. The full blue moon. Glorious. And you look at the sky, the moon comes up from behind the mountains here in Campo, and boom! It's like a big explosion jumping out from behind the mountains saying, ha ha, I caught you! Here I am! And in a sparkling, joyous way, the moon looks at us and says, come on out and play! Come on out and play! I'll light the earth, I'll light the stars, I'll light everything! Come on out and play! And we're tempted to go out and play, but we know it's time for supper. We know it's time to sit inside and watch the fire. We know it's time to do something else. But if we can sneak outside, sneak outside and sit on the porch and look at the moon, or walk along the pathway and our path is lighted by the moon, and see, by the light of the silvery moon. You see now, we want to listen to the harmonious tune. It's June by the light of the silvery moon. What lovely songs are written by the light of the moon, by the morning sun, by the evening twilight. When day is done and shadows fall, I think of you. And you look at the setting sun, glorious in its spewing out colors and majesty of red and orange and all the beautiful colors that you could ever imagine. And the sky is illumined with that light. And you look at that light, you say, yes, yes, yes. And your whole body is infused with the light of peace, the light of quietude, the light of evening. When day is done and shadows fall. Yes, light is a tremendously important thing. And when that light, like the light of the diamond within you, the fire in that diamond within you, when that begins to sparkle fully, then we are truly living our life. Dramatically, joyously, wonderfully, completely, and now. Oh yes, now. And we are the happiest, most excited people on the face of the earth, because we have found the light within us. For the setting sun, the rising sun, the moon, the candle, the light, whatever it may be, it is merely an outer reflection of the inner light within us. For we could see no light without us if there were not a light within us. And the light without us merely starts us seeing that light within us. So gaze into the candle, and then say to yourself, I am now looking in my heart. And then let your eyes look into your heart. Not necessarily how your heart functions as a physical object, but in your heart of purest love, of unconditional love. Look into your heart and say, oh, wow, oh, my, yes. And remember, when Mr. Candle sits on the bedside table of children all over the world, and the mommies and daddies sit there and watch too, the glow of Mr. Candle's light is the glow that sparkles back in their eyes. Look at mommy's eyes as she sits there watching the candle at your bedside, and you'll see the candle light dancing in her eyes. Look at Daddy as he's reading his evening book or whatever he's doing, and the light of the lamp next to him shines off his eyes. And the light is dancing like the flame of a candle that's dancing in his eyes. Look at your brothers and sisters. Look at your world. Look at the ocean. Look at the lakes and the rivers. And when the sunlight streams across the lake and the river, it always comes directly to you. Have you ever noticed that? Whenever the moon is shining across a beautiful ocean or bay, across the lake, across the river, across the pond, across the glass of water. Yes. Pay attention. it's pointing right to you. Because it is you that is shining out, making that moon, that sun, that star, that light, there in the first place. Yes. The candle or light helped me find my light. But it is with my light that I am seeing the candle, or the light, or the moon, or the stars, or the sun. It is with my light that I see all things. And all things are, oh, so good. Practice. Practice seeing the light in the eyes of everyone. Practice looking at the light coming across water and see how it points right to you. Because it's not really pointing to you. It's pointing from you. Remember that. You are the light of the world. And all the world is illumined because of you. Oh, do I love you? I love you. I love you.